Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look in verse number 18. By these three was a third part of the men. Killed with fire and smoke and brimstone issued out of their mouth, for the powers in their mouth and in their tails, and it goes on and on. I know this is a sideline, but you would think people would get right with God when these boogers come out of the, and don't you know they're going to be mad. They've been chained in everlasting darkness, and man, they're getting out. They're looking to hurt some folk. Amen. Are you following? Are you getting the picture? A third part of them will be killed. You would think mankind would just fall on their knees and repent. Look at verse number 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not. Amazing. It just shows the depravity of mankind. They still refuse to repent. They still refuse to acknowledge God. They still refuse to call out to Jesus. Yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils. There it is again. And of idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, neither can see nor can hear nor can walk. Can you imagine people do that today too? They make idols with their own hands that can't see, hear, talk, or... And in the Old Testament, it talks about guys that made idols, they'd fall over. Then they'd stand them back up and they'd worship them. These idols would fall over again. Who'd want a God like that? Got to help him up, you know, and they don't respond. They can't see, hear, not, or talk, or help you. Anyway, these people are still doing, verse number 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor of sorceries, nor of fornication, nor of thefts. So we see there's four angels that are loosed, I mean, are in Euphrates right now. I take that very, 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 very literally. So many other things. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Oh, verse number 1, dare any of you, in other words, how dare you, Paul's saying that, if we use that in layman's term, how dare you, that's pretty strong language, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, not before the saints, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? When is this going to take place, preacher? During the millennial reign of Christ, we're going to judge somewhere. We're going to rule and reign with the Lord. Now, where, I have no idea. I've said this before. A great preacher of the past, his name was W.W. Watson. We used to call him Uncle Woody. He was first pastor a long time at First Missionary in Auburndale. He was a good friend. He used to repair old clocks, too. Daddy used to have an old mantle clock that nobody could fix. Daddy, years ago, took it to Uncle Woody, and Uncle Woody kept it for a few weeks, and he fixed that thing. You know, one kind you had to wind with the key. Anyway, I should call him Uncle Woody. Anyway, W.D. Watson, he said this, when I come back, I hope God will place me over Auburndale to rule and reign. He made that statement because he lived in Auburndale. We pastored in Auburndale. And my only prayer is, Lord, when I come back, please don't let me be over Inwood. I want to be in Hawaii or somewhere, you know. So I'm just kidding. Wherever God places me, I'll be thrilled, because Inwood would be a different place, by the way, when Jesus comes. Amen and amen. Okay. Anyway, we see here that, know you not that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge in the smallest matters? Again, there's so much here I wish I could talk about. Well, that means I don't go to court. That's a subject for another day. Verse number 3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? There it is. Okay. How much more the things that pertain to this life? I just wanted to see that there is such a thing as angels. There's holy angels. There are unholy angels. I had a note here. It's in 1 Corinthians. I should have put that in my note. Ah, let's go here. 2 Corinthians 12:7-8. Here's that section of scripture I was talking about a thorn in the flesh. I'll look at this one more time. Paul is speaking. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, these things that he had seen in the third heaven. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Here's the thorn. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing, for what thing? The messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet him. I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And again, he was being oppressed. The word is buffeted. He was being beat up on. Okay. And the reason is so that he become exalted. Now, Paul did not walk around taking Prozac or whatever you call that stuff for depression. Is that what you, I don't know. I don't take it. Nobody knows what that is because nobody wants to admit they know what it is. Anyway, for people who have depression and they take something to get. Now, Paul wasn't one he'd had to walk around taking some kind of a pill, and that's a whole other story. If you need to take it, God bless you, take it. You know, there are some people that need it and don't take it.
It's some type of medicine.
It is. Thank you. Okay. I'm just saying Paul didn't need Prozac, but yet I believe he was depressed a lot. And God allowed that, lest he be exalted above measure. Walk around with pride and air. Boy, I seen some things that I had not seen nor ears have heard. I can't even tell you about it. So he wouldn't be exalted. I believe God allowed. By the way, God allows a lot of things. Ask Job how God allows some things in Job's life. Well, God allowed a messenger, Satan, to buffet him. Three times Paul said, please do something, do something, do something. Have it that it would depart from me. Verse number 9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, whether it's his eyes or whatever, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in everything that Paul deals with, in distresses, you know, his beatings, his shipwrecks, whatever, Lord, comes my way. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, when we leave this morning, I have to knock off early because we have choir practice for a cantata. And they said, please be done by 9:45. And I got 2 minutes to wrap this up, okay? I'll go a little bit more next week, more in depth. But I don't want you to leave today thinking, well, the devil's really been after me. First of all, I doubt the devil's been after you. Unless you get a big head, you're not important to the devil. The devil cannot be omnipresent. He can't be in Kenya. He can't be here in Florida. He can't be in Israel. He can't be all at the same time. Well, how are people getting problems? Well, little demons will bother them, okay? So don't say, Satan sure bothered me this week. He might have sent somebody to bother you. And secondly, every time you have problems, don't say, well, it's one of these little demons. It's one of these little devils. Just be careful because we are sinners. We live in a sinful body. There are sinners around us. So be careful. Somebody mentioned to me last week, I shouldn't say this, but I will, okay, that they talked to an angel. And I said, you didn't talk to an angel because if you talk to an angel, it's unawares. Are you following? Ain't nobody knew they talked to an angel. The Bible says if you did, they appear unawares. You're not aware of their presence. Same thing refers to an angel. Did I talk to an angel? You ain't talking to no demons. Are y'all following this? So don't walk out here and say, well, the devil's bothered me and some demons sure have been after me. Well, it could be because you're stinking flesh. You know what your biggest problem is? And I'm finishing up with this. It's not your wife. It's not your husband. It's not Satan. It's not these little demons, imps, or whatever you want to call them. It's who you look in the mirror every morning when you get up. That is your biggest problem. Amen and amen. Don't blame somebody else. 30 seconds. Remember Adam when he fell, when he messed up? Adam said, it's that woman. When God said to Eve, what have you done? Well, it's that serpent. We do the same thing. Don't try to blame somebody else. We all stand before God, okay? Father, thank you for the morning. Lord, a blessed morning. I can't wait for the worship hour. May your presence be made manifest among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.